Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the opportunity to speak to your people. Thank you for the grace. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for the power. I thank you for the wisdom. I don't know anything. I don't know everything, but I know you and you know me. And you speak your word and you teach me and you ask me to teach others what you have taught me. I ask today, O God, that everyone who's listening to this right now, their hearts will be open. Their spirits will be willing to learn and hear not from me, O God, but they will hear from you directly. That even when I don't have the right vocabulary to express what you've told me, that your spirit will communicate directly with their spirit and they will listen and they will learn and they will grow according to your word, just the way you have ordained it. Thank you, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk about the relationship we have with other Christians as believers. Our relationship with other people. The life that we live as Christians is a life of relationship. Because we have been called to reach out to other people. We are ministers of reconciliation. And how do we reconcile men back to God if we don't have relationships with them? Relationships with people of the world, relationships with other believers, relationship with everyone. Recently, there's been a trend that I have noticed, and it saddens me, it hurts me. Because over time as Christians, we have become judgmental. We have become stone throwers. We have become self-righteous. And it's affecting the way Christians are perceived. It's affecting the way we are seen. It's affecting our message. It's affecting the effectiveness of our ministry. In Romans chapter 14, I'm reading from the Message Bible from verse 1. Apostle Paul was telling the Christians of that era that they should welcome with open arms fellow believers who don't see things the way you do. And don't jump all over them every time they do or say something you don't agree with. Even when it seems that they are strong on opinions but weak in the faith department. Remember, they have their own history to deal with. Treat them gently. This is exactly the message for us 21st century Christians. It's very, very easy for us to impose our relationship with God and other people, for us to impose our Christianity on other people. Yes, we're called to reach out. Yes, we're called to minister. Yes, we're called to speak the truth. But do we speak the truth in love, or do we speak the truth to prove a point, to prove that we're right, to prove that we're better? When you meet other Christians who probably don't believe the same things you do, or who haven't gotten to the level of knowledge that you have gotten to, how do you express yourself? I always say this to fellow Christians, that we're not the Holy Spirit. Yes, we have the Spirit of God, but you see, we're not the Holy Spirit. It's the job of the Holy Spirit to convince people. He's the one who ministers. He's the one who effects the change. We're just instruments. And I've realized that we make more impact. We affect people positively more when they can see our lives like an open book. They can see the God in us. It's not about picketing them. It's not about yelling at them. It's not about stalking them on social media and condemning everything we see and hear. But it's about expressing Christ through the way we live, through the way we love, through the way we speak. If you read the whole chapter of Romans 14, you realize that there was an argument in the early church about, you know, what to eat, what not to eat, what to drink, what not to drink. And I might not be able to go through everything today in this podcast, but you realize if you read it that Apostle Paul was able to see things in perspective, and he said, see, it's not about what you eat or drink or what you put in your stomach. It's about the life you live. It's about the love for your fellow man. And if you love them, you will minister to them. You would minister to their innermost needs and not what you see on the outside. So many of us are carried away with, oh, who goes to church on Sunday, or who doesn't go on Saturday, who wears what, who looks like what. Well, that's really not the most important thing. When they get close to you, do they see Christ in you? Encourage you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to love, and let the Holy Spirit do His work. Don't be the assistant Holy Spirit. Don't jump all over people just because they think differently from you. They might even be doing something wrong. They might be sinning. You might see a fellow brother in one sin or the other. But do you speak the truth in love? When they hear you, do they feel that you love them, or do they feel that you're all out in judgment? Remember, people have different histories. Try to understand where they're coming from, where they've been. See things from their own perspective, because people have different backgrounds and different mindsets, and it affects the way they view life. It affects the way they relate with life. If you're listening to me right now, just ask the Holy Spirit to help you open your heart. Trust me, it's a journey. You don't get there all at once. This life we live in Christ is a journey. I'm not perfect. I'm not there yet. I'm still asking for help. So when I see another Christian who's struggling with one thing or the other, I know that that person is also not there yet, just like me. So we hold each other up. We pray for each other. We help each other out. And I'm hoping, I'm praying that other Christians will help me out as well. That when I do something wrong, when I fall because I'm human, they will not cast stones at me. They will not drag me out in public and shame me. Rather, they will pray for me and hold my hand and encourage me and make me understand that even if I fall, I can always get up. And I pray that you do the same for other people. Father Lord, thank you for everything. Thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you because you teach us every day. Thank you because you give us the grace to know you, the opportunity to be in your presence, to learn from you. Help us, oh God, help us in our failings, because we're not perfect, but we're striving towards the goal, and we trust you and we believe in you, because you're the God who said you will hold our hands and lead us through and take us there. So even if we're not there yet, we believe that with you, with us, we will get there. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. We worship, we honor you, we praise you. Thank you because you're more than enough. Hallelujah. Amen.